Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I just had a protein bar during the break, and then I drank the water.
Yeah.
Bottled water from yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't taste right. Does that happen with bottled? Like, I refilled it from one of these stations, whether it's here at SNY.
Oh, you filled it. Well,
water's water, no?
Well, you would think so. I thought you meant that you had a bottle of water, you drank half of it yesterday, like it was already pre-bottled, right? And then you just kind of finished it up today.
No,
that's. Because I do that all the time.
So the refilled water, sometimes I just left it in my bag and I didn't give it any thought. Usually I'll refresh and take one per day and then just refill it for the day. But I refilled it, left it in the bag, and now I taste it, and it just tastes a little weird. Is that normal?
Maybe it's because you have the remnants of the protein bar still in your mouth. Are you sure it's the water?
No, I've had this happen before.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes
it smells a little weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody trying to poison you here?
But it happens with only the refiltered water. Like, refiltered water at home, not an issue.
Okay.
The refiltered water through the system here or at SNY sometimes, I don't know what happens.
I devour water. Yeah. I probably have 5 or 6 bottles a day. Drink a lot of water.
And that's why you always got to, go to the bathroom.
All right,
PTSL on the fan. So just to rehash the two topics, Mets free agency. And look, Brian Cashman is going to speak later on today. Scott Boras later on today in Vegas at the GM meetings. David Stern spoke yesterday. So we're talking about the Mets offseason, big picture. And Alonso's been a main theme. And then the report today from NJ.com that Paul Skeens reportedly told his teammates, or a teammate, that he wants to play for the Yankees. Now, if he is available, and if I hear that and I'm Brian Cashman, I'm sure he'll address it today, or at least he'll be asked about it today.
Yeah.
He probably can't talk about other teams' players. But I would think that when you hear that, you do whatever you can to call up there and say, hey, look, if you want to talk, we're ready to go. Then it's just a matter. Well, I mean, they should.
For
they
sure.
should be doing it.
Hey, what's his term? Due diligence. He's been saying that forever. I mean, this is exhibit A of due diligence. Somebody throws that out there about Skeens. I'm calling the Pirates. I've already called them, or I've already reached out at this point.
They might have. Yeah, exactly. They might have already done that preemptively. All right, we'll get back to the calls in a second. Back to the Alonso thing with our last caller, EJ, I think was his name. Here's what I would be concerned about. As opposed to, well, Pete's a homegrown Met. Well, he has the record. Well, he's one of the best that we've ever had. I don't care about that because that speaks to the ineptitude of the franchise since its inception. I'm trying to change that and build a winning team. Now, I happen to believe that the best way to do that is offering Pete Alonso a big contract now, getting out in front of it. And to his other point about Pete wants to be here, okay. Everybody says Pete wants to be here, right?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that myself.
Well, me neither, as we've been saying for years. I then, by my approach, if Steve Cohen and David Stearns listened to me and got out in front of this instead of playing the waiting game and we want him back, but the market this, the market that, if you're aggressive enough from the get-go, he said he wanted 7 years, I'd say, okay, we'll give you 6 years, $180 million. And guess what? If they counter with saying $200 million, maybe I'm in a good mood. And I'll go six, because what's the difference with $20 million at that point? Now, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So for six, and I'll go over the top, 6 years, $200 million. If you think you're going to beat that, go beat it. Then it would be on Pete to see if he, how much he does want to be a Met. Because I don't think six for 200 is a bad offer. And the way that he beats that would be some ridiculous offer that you wouldn't be going to that extent anyway.
Which he's not getting. So he's just not getting that offer.
The way,
that crazy offer.
So the way I would do it, instead of the Mets playing the market, I would say we want you back and call his bluff and give him your best offer now.
Yeah.
And, okay, you risk losing him, but you take a calculated risk and you try to get out in front of it. Make him your best offer now and make him make the choice and see how much he really wants to be here.
It's an interesting chapter from the playbook here that you don't really see too often because you're calling his bluff is really what you're doing. So, again, we don't necessarily, not that he wants to leave the Mets, but we're not as wrapped up in Pete, you know, would be distraught if he went somewhere else. I think Pete just wants fair market value. I think Pete wants to get respected. I think Pete wants to rectify, in his mind, what went awry during free agency for him.
Which
a year
he should.
Ago.
He should want all those things.
100%. And by the way, the way he bounced back this season gives him full justification to pursue a better deal with great vigor. And really, if you want to say even without compromise, this time around because he's coming off a really good year rather than a down one. Now, here's the thing, and people mess this up all the time, and I don't understand why. Oh, Boris, big, badass Boris. All right, fantastic. Do people not understand the way the talent or the player-agent dynamic works? I pay you to do what I tell you to do. Now, your main job is to get me the best offer, clearly. But when I tell you it's time to move on, or it's time to agree, or it's not about setting the market or doing the right by the other players around baseball, it is Pete who's got to be holding the steering wheel here, and not Boris. And if Boris is dragging this thing in, you know, past Thanksgiving, which I think it certainly will get past that point, which is okay. But now you're starting to get to the middle of December and approaching Christmas or into February like a year ago, that's Pete's fault, and that's Pete's problem. And then I would say, you know what? If the Mets say, Pete, we're done with you, they would be fully justified in doing that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mets offseason, Paul Skeens, they're the topics right now. Nick is in Eastchester. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
So I called in because I want to ask, you know, Sal, you're on the SMY panel like every night.
Yeah.
Something I've noticed, especially in recent years, especially with the Juan Soto sweepstakes and everything, these national reporters have a tendency to, you know, race to get the headline, and there are all these conflicting reports during the baseball offseason. You could be a guy that just is kind of like, all right, I'm not going to, like, read into the Twitter rumors or whatever and just sit back and wait for the news from Passan to come. Everyone can do that, right? But if you're like me, a fan like me, like, I'm looking at all the SMY tweets, I'm looking at what John Heyman is saying and things like that. So, like, when Bob Nightingale comes out and he's like, oh, well, Pete Alonso is only going to come back to the Mets if he gets a team-friendly deal, right? An article said that the other day. Mm-hmm. And then Andy Martino came out and was like, well, that's not necessarily true. The Mets would love him back, but really primarily more of a DH role, which I agree with. But, you know, you sitting on the SMY panel, yeah, like, how do you see these national reporters and these conflicting reports during offseason like being a problem?
I think it's a great question, and I have a unique perspective, and thank you for the call, Nick. But I think you as a fan or consumer have to figure out on your own who you would trust. Before I give you my insight, I'm just going to say that on your own, right? But you may follow somebody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
ET that you've been following for a while, and this guy usually gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's going to be 100% right, but you trust some sources. By the way, sometimes sources leak things that aren't accurate.
There's always internal motivation.
What I would say is I work with a lot of very good reporters, and then I also talk to a lot of those reporters off the air. So I know how the sausage is made in a lot of these cases, and I can determine who I would trust. Like, put it this way. If you're putting Andy Martino against Bob Nightingale, especially as it pertains to the Mets or Yankees, that's a mismatch of epic proportions.
Nightingale does nothing for me.
It's me neither.
Nothing.
Now, he's been wrong all over the place. Morosi is another one who, I guess he's on MLB. So some people may like him. And yep. I'm not saying he gets everything wrong, but yep. he's gotten big things wrong.
Get Ohtani wrong with the plane, Toronto.
Andy, I know for a fact, just using him as a specific example, who I happen to work with all the time and have for a long time, he doesn't care about being first. He wants to be right. And he's got reputable sources. And if you go back and look at his reports, he never gets anything wrong. John Heyman, who I love and respect him and trust him as a national reporter, even he at times jumps the gun. Like, it happens to the best of them. I would trust Heyman. I would trust Sherman. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily love Sherman, but whatever. I trust him as a reporter.
I trust him.
Martino, I trust. Will Salmon, Laura Albanese. All these people are plugged in to the inner workings, some more than others, to the inner workings of these franchises. So you, as the consumer, need to follow whoever you think you want to follow for Mets and Yankee stuff. And by the way, there are plenty of others that I'm leaving out. I'm just off the top of my head going over some of the names.
Yeah.
Not to leave out anybody specifically, but you need to follow along and see then if those reports end up matching what actually happens.
Look at it this way. So yesterday during our show, Ian O'Connor put out a tweet, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's the kind of person that you've got. At least I do. I know you do as well. Full belief that there is no misrepresentation. There is nothing that's sensationalized
Bingo.
About that. He's not trying to get clicks or tweets. He is providing information because he knows something that nobody else did at that point.
He is as respectable yep. as a writer yep. and reporter as there is, built off of the equity that he's built up for however many years. So when I see him say so, when we see him say something, okay, this is legit.
Pretty much take it as gospel. I also think a lot of these people now, and it's sad, the clickbait world. Come on, guys. We know where we live. I mean, when you are paid X amount of money to provide content of the, I'm not talking about what we do. I'm talking about of the written sense here or the information sense, right? You have to pump stuff out. Otherwise, you're going to get lapped here. And when there's a need to pump out so much, quote unquote, information or inside knowledge, you're going to trip over yourselves a lot. Think about the summer of LeBron. Like, that's really where it started. Yeah. If you ask me, what was the origin of the irresponsible, you know, gluttonous involvement with social media?
It's going back a long time.
It's going back a long way.
Twitter was still kind of in its infancy.
Correct. I mean, not everybody was really on social media at that point. It wasn't very big. I was on it, but I didn't really do it much. But that, to me, is where it started. Now, obviously, the newspapers in the 70s, like you go back to the Tom Seaver trade and some other things, of course, very influential. I think you've got to trust certain people, like you say. I happen to love the show. I've told you that. Like, even if we didn't work together, I like the show.
It's
a good show.
Even if I were not on it.
Well, it'd be better if you weren't on it.
Yeah, maybe it would be. Doug
we get TV sound, we get radio sound.
Doug Williams
Two
was
totally
host.
Different people.
He left. But even if I were not a part of it, I still believe.
It's a good cast.
And not only that, the producers do an excellent job. And I'm telling you, now, I don't know how many people watch. Like, I know the ratings are fine. They're good, whatever.
Sure.
So we'll go with that. I'm just saying, in general, that is as good a baseball show and as informative a baseball show as there is. Certainly
like
in
it.
This town.
I've said that for a while. I even like sports. We were talking about this off the air the other day. I really think SNY, when you think about the imprint here, on the local sports scene, when we were growing up, it was MSG. You'd get like MSG Sports Desk, right? Now, of course, you watch the Knicks and the Rangers and some college hoops, whatever. But if you want to kind of get, whether it's a debate, an intelligent debate, or a representation of all the teams, you got to watch Sports Night. I don't watch Sports Center any night. I watch Sports Night, And if I fall asleep, I'll bang it in the morning. What are you getting out of SportsCenter?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't get much out of it.
I don't watch SportsCenter at all.
It's changed the way that we used to consume
things.
Anyway, point is, especially in today's world, like you said, it's not just the baseball stuff. Everybody's trying to get clicks. Now, this Randy Miller, I don't know him, but I don't believe that that's being sensationalized.
No.
I think you do the math. He's gotten quotes from a Pirates teammate of Paul Skeens.
And we've referenced him before.
Yes.
He's not one who just, you know, goes over the top and tries to beat you to it. He's reputable.
Now you also know he knows it could be a nothing report that is going to get, because it's Paul Skeens and the Yankees, it's going to blow up, which is what everybody wants. Clicks and talking about it, and we're mentioning it. That's what happens. But it is a legitimate, at least I take it as a legitimate report, where you're saying you get a quote from one of his teammates saying he's told me he wants to play for the Yankees. That is at least newsy, as opposed to somebody's opinion throwing something at the wall. Oh, this could happen. I want to have reporters give me information. We don't have the information. Give us the information based on your reporting. Some, I think, just throw stuff at the wall and hope it sticks.
I'll tell you who doesn't. We'll get to this a little bit later. He did some good reporting. He got shredded for it. Our buddy Rich Cimini. He had a good game. We'll get to that later with Glenn. I can't defend that. I got to get on air a little bit later.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick is calling from Norwood. What's up, Nick?
Nick.
Hey, sorry, guys. I actually got to run. I got tied up at work. Sorry. Been on hold for a while. See you guys.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Gary's in Astoria. What's up, Gary?
I don't think that's ever happened before.
I've had worse.
Wow. That's interesting.
It happens. Hey, he was on hold for a while. We're sorry it took so long. But okay, Gary.
Hey, listen. Good morning. Hey, a couple of things. It's about David Stearns and Steve Cohen. Who's really calling the shots? I mean, everybody's talking about David Stearns, the boy genius and that. He really screwed up the pitching the last go-around. If they don't get Scooble, number one, and they don't re-sign, or they should re-sign Pete Alonso, I will be very impressed. If they lose Alonso and get Scooble, I think the Mets are still in trouble.
Not if
That's
they get Bregman.
One.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the other moves. What I will say is that in no way, shape, or form, you can make an argument that they could build without Alonso or certain other pieces. No way, shape, or form will it be an acceptable offseason if they don't land two bona fide starting pitchers, in my opinion.
You know, we're talking about a lot of money here with a lot of these ball plays. Another thing that I was thinking about, like the Dodgers, the way they did the Ohtani contract, the deferred payments. How about thinking about that, maybe Cashman, because I'm a Yankee fan, do something, get multiple plays, work something out, upfront money, and do a deferred payment plan.
Be nice.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Gary.
It would be nice. I'd like to see the Yankees and the Mets really join this modern way of not only being able to bring in, you know, star player after star player, but, I mean, let's not hide the main story here. The Dodgers are making money off the deferrals because they're reinvesting the money. It's brilliant.
Right, but don't you think that it takes certain players to be willing to do that?
Correct, it does. No, you've got to be willing to, you've got to be open to it.
You think Juan Soto wanted deferrals to that length?
No.
Of course not.
No, because Soto doesn't have the global imprint that Ohtani does. I don't know what Ohtani's getting from New Balance, but I'm sure it is a ridiculous amount. You know, and Soto's got endorsements, but not to the, you know, worldwide level. Yeah, it's different. So Ohtani could do it because he's banging bank no matter what, whereas Soto wants to get paid.
Basically, his whole contract's deferred.
I know.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen in 10, 15 years when they have to pay him, you know, whatever it is, $40 million a year.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I don't know the exact math on it, but they're going to have made a lot of money off of that invest because they're taking the money that, let's say they would have paid him $70 this year.
What if, I don't know, what if something happened
with the stock market?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always an unpredictable. Maybe they have more bonds, something safer. I don't know.
The Mets did this. They were ahead of the curve with this, with the Bobby Bonilla freaking contract.
Yeah.
And now it's become a laughing stock. It's horrible. It's not even funny anymore at this point.
No, but it wouldn't have been a laughing stock if Bobby Bonilla was fantastic. The difference is Ohtani's one of a kind.
No,
and Bonilla was,
I think, the
you know,
the
was
know,
okay.
Unfortunately, the Madoff stuff. the Mets thought that they were making money the way that they were. And yeah, if everything on the surface is, well, we're going to pay him whatever it is now, just defer it, basically get him for free. Now, that was pennies compared to what Ohtani's making, but it's also, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the idea of deferrals aren't new. The idea of a star player deferring that much money,
yeah,
that's obscene.
It is. But again, and I think it's such a small pool of people who would be willing and or able to do it. He's one of them. Again, he's got to be making, if I had to take a guess, he's got to be $30, $40 million from New Balance. He's got to be. I see him every day, that New Balance with Cooper Flagg and a WNBA player and him swinging the bat. It's like, this guy's got everything.
He's Shohei Ohtani. He's the biggest name, certainly in baseball, and maybe one of the biggest names in sports.
Let me ask you this. Aside from now that Tiger Woods is kind of out of the spotlight, Tiger Woods, LeBron, you know, maybe more so a couple of years ago, LeBron and Ohtani, are those the three biggest brands in sports?
I mean, I don't know. Are we missing, you know, Patrick
Mahomes? Player or,
Messi,
the international scene?
Messi is.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, but I don't know much about soccer, though. But put soccer aside for a minute.
I don't know anything about soccer. I know Messi and the impact.
Yeah.
Hoff went to see him out at Citi Field. I went to see him out at Sports Illustrated Stadium with the Red Bulls.
Yeah.
He is a massive star and draw.
No, there's no doubt. There's not a golfer right now that's on that level. I don't think Mahomes' reach is even remotely as now football trumps baseball in terms of popularity, but I don't think Mahomes I think Mahomes is looking up miles at Ohtani in terms of global brand.
I mean,
not domestic.
But what's the biggest sport globally? It's got to be football.
It's soccer. Globally, it's soccer. 100% it's soccer. Honestly, maybe baseball with the Asian impact,
I don't know.
And basketball has grown quite a bit as well in Europe.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.